This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Thousands of President Donald Trump's supporters marched through downtown Washington Saturday to back his unsubstantiated claims of election fraud as he pushes ahead with a long-shot legal challenge to overturn President-elect Joe Biden's victory. Flag-carrying Trump supporters, including some members of the right-wing group the Proud Boys, were out in force to complain of alleged electoral fraud. Chanting Stop the Steal and We Are the Champions, they streamed from Freedom Plaza near the White House to the U.S. Supreme Court building. A week after his Democratic rival clinched the election, Trump's lawsuits have made little headway in the courts. Biden, meanwhile, is expected to make the historic step of appointing a woman to head the Pentagon for the first time. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
Good morning.
The president-elect and his wife, Jill Biden, took a bike ride through Delaware's Cape Henlopen State Park Saturday morning, along with their Secret Service detail. Reporters along the route managed to get one question in.
Are you any closer to making a cabinet decision?
Yes.
U.S. officials and political insiders say Secretary of Defense may be one position that's close, and it's likely to go to Michelle Flournoy. She is a Pentagon veteran, having served multiple roles beginning in the 1990s, most recently as the Undersecretary for Policy from 2009 to 2012. She's considered a political moderate, which would likely ensure wide bipartisan support in a position that requires Senate confirmation. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Armenia's National Security Service said Saturday it prevented an assassination attempt on Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan. Pashinyan has come under increased pressure with thousands of demonstrators protesting since Tuesday and demanding he resign over a ceasefire that secured territorial advances for Azerbaijan in the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region after 6 weeks of fighting. This is VOA News. At least three rockets were fired at Eritrea's capital from Ethiopia on Saturday night, a major escalation of a conflict pitting Ethiopian government troops against rebellious local forces in the Tigray region. According to diplomatic sources, at least two of the rockets hit Asmara Airport. Officials on both sides could not be reached because communications is down in both Tigray and Eritrea. Tigray's leader said earlier this week that Eritrea had sent troops over the border in support of Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's forces, something that Eritrea has denied. Abiy launched a military campaign against Tigray's leaders last week after accusing them of attacking federal troops based in the northern region that borders Eritrea and Sudan. Billions of Indians celebrated the festival of Diwali on Saturday, but rising air pollution and the coronavirus pandemic kept many from taking to the streets. AP's Karen Chamas has more.
Diwali is the Hindu festival of light, which is typically celebrated by socializing, gifts, lighting candles, and fireworks. This year, however, the pandemic is putting a dampener on some of the celebrations. This is particularly the case in New Delhi, the capital, which has seen a renewed spike in coronavirus infections in recent weeks, recording more new cases than any other Indian state. One shopper who visited the markets in New Delhi said she rarely comes to crowded places.
So this is the first time I'm coming here, like just for the Diwali's preparation only. So yeah, this year is really very bad.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Several thousand protesters gathered outside Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's official residence on Saturday night in what has become a weekly gathering calling for the Israeli leader to resign. Protesters have been demonstrating for 5 months, saying Netanyahu is unfit to lead while he is on trial for corruption charges and because of his handling of the coronavirus crisis. The Prime Minister dismisses the protesters as anarchists and leftists. As Tropical Storm Iota barrels toward Central America, 8 people were killed or reported missing in a landslide in Guatemala on Saturday. Iota is expected to intensify to hurricane strength or just shy of it by the time it smashes into the jungles of the Mosquito Coast of Nicaragua and Honduras on Monday. Central America is still recovering from the devastation wrought by Hurricane Eta 2 weeks ago. Eta sparked floods and mudslides that killed scores of people across a huge swath of terrain stretching from Panama to southern Mexico. Be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.